Let's start with the good news. If you've been really all excited about the 10th anniversary iPhone, sometimes known as the iPhone 8, this lawsuit involving Qualcomm and Apple is not going to be a problem. Those phones are going to come out on schedule. But there's a chance, albeit a slim one, that by, say, this time next year or Christmas of 2018, iPhone and iPad deliveries could really be disrupted. And that's essentially because Qualcomm, this major maker of chips, is essentially fighting with Apple over how many royalties and how much money the phone maker should be paying to use technology that resembles Qualcomm's.
Now, hindsight is 20/20, but could Apple have done something in years past to avoid the conflict that seems to be coming?
Well, Apple would argue that they already have. I mean, Apple and Qualcomm have been negotiating over what Apple ought to be paying for patents, and they haven't been able to come to an agreement. There's a bigger philosophical debate underneath this case that actually has big implications for the whole industry. You know, every smartphone or tablet, of course, is this incredibly complicated piece of machinery. And the people who make the insides, the guts of it, you know, of which Qualcomm is a good example, really feel like they ought to be getting more credit for the functionality and the popularity of these smartphones, you know. And consequently, you know, Qualcomm has been basing the royalties it charges based on the whole value of the phone. And Apple has been arguing, well, no, your royalties should be based only on sort of what the insides of the phone cost. And of course, that's why those two numbers are very far apart, and that's why they can't agree. But now that it's before this federal court, essentially the International Trade Commission, now you've got a situation where, depending on where the court comes down, that could really tip the balance much more in the direction of either the chip makers or the phone makers than it currently has been.
Is it a legitimate argument that you and I talk about the Apple iPhone, not the Qualcomm iPhone?
That is a legitimate argument. I mean, you could argue that the phone wouldn't be a success if Apple wasn't successfully integrating multiple technologies. The bigger question here is, to what extent should the master builder who brings all the parts together be getting the lion's share of the profit? Qualcomm is not exactly a company you should be crying for. They've made very, very good money off of their chips in recent years, but it's their argument. Their stake should be as high as it is, maybe even higher.